Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/watsonassistant.
This is DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg.
Well, we'll hear from Woj in a couple of moments. He was on SportsCenter discussing the restart, guys, of the NBA postseason. Rick, sounds like July 31 would be when this thing picks back up. The Board of Governors will vote on it tomorrow. The expectation is absolutely that it's going to pass, and then we would have 16 teams in the postseason with potentially up to six more that would battle to try and get in the postseason, and then we'd have a regular playoff after that. So this is good news. That's next month. I mean, late next month, but that's next month we could have NBA basketball's return.
Yeah, but it actually sounds, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, it sounds like they're going to play regular season games too. Regular season games, a play-in, and then the actual playoffs. That's how it was explained to me.
Because I thought they were jumping straight to the playoffs with the 22-team format.
No, they're talking regular season games. Last I heard, it's 22 teams. You can bring your own hardwood if you're one of the top seeds to Orlando. And then you'll have regular season games, because that means hundreds of millions of dollars, a play-in, and then the playoffs.
So only the teams that have a chance to qualify for the playoffs will go back to try and play, though? Like the
22. No, just the 22. The 22 right. That we talked about. Initially, we thought 20, but now right. I think it's going to be Phoenix and Washington also
right, so the six non-playoff teams right now would be New Orleans, and of course they want them to get involved.
Of course.
Portland, San Antonio, Sacramento, Phoenix, and Washington.
Well, I guess the part that I would be fuzzy on is why would they only allow 22 teams to return to play if they're going to include a regular season? I mean, I know it'd be a tough sell for those other teams to want to get involved, but that's why I thought it made so much sense to jump straight to the playoffs. Because whatever games that you were going to be missing in your regular season inventory, you would in part make some of those up by having extra playoff games because you have an expanded field.
I think because of the regional TV deals, and they look at it as an opportunity. Not going to bring all 30 because that doesn't make sense. I think there's probably people that would just like to see it 1 through 16. But the way it was explained to me is that those extra regular season games equate to quite a bit of money that they don't want to miss out on.
Yeah, but then I don't know, man. Maybe I'm just a stickler for the integrity of the schedule and everything like that. But I mean, if you're going to resume regular season games, how can you then justify not having the other, what is it, eight teams involved?
Because they have no chance to get into the postseason.
Yeah, but I mean, in a normal season, we wouldn't just be dismissing, you know, those eight teams and saying, yeah, they have no chance to get in, so we're not going to ask them to finish their regular season slate.
But I think you hit the nail on the head. In a normal season, they wouldn't. This is, you know, far from being a normal season.
Which is my point. I guess I'm looking at it from the standpoint of, okay, it's not a regular season, so let's just jump straight to the playoffs.
Because you're trying to make sense out of something that doesn't make sense because it's all about the money.
Okay.
The
all right,
more money, the better.
There you go.
The more money, the better. And the fact is, I mean, let's face it. I mean, this is not speculation. I mean, mm-hmm. They want as many eyes as possible on television. Those eyes want to see Zion Williamson in the playoffs.
Absolutely.
So let's find a way. Let's craft a way we get New Orleans in the playoffs. So if we're going to bring New Orleans, then, you know, how do we keep Sacramento out?
Right. Do you think they want Sacramento? No. If they could have New Orleans in the playoffs now and Sacramento would never play another game this season, they would do that. They want Zion. They want to give every chance for Zion to get into the postseason.
Yeah, that makes all the sense in the world. Zion is box office. You want to have him front and center and the biggest stage that the game has to offer. So the playoffs represents that opportunity. I get all of that, but if we're not going to bring back the other eight teams because they would be playing meaningless games, then why are we playing any regular season games at all? If we're
because
still going to have a play in, if we're still going to have a play in and a playoff.
Because Chris, I mean, they're essentially exhibition games that they're going to call regular season so they can sell them, so they can make money televising them. Because they don't want, it was the same thing with the NHL. We want to give the four best teams the bye, but the argument from, I mean, Tampa voted no. The argument from those four best teams is, how can we not play for this many months any meaningful games or games period and then jump right into a playoff series? So it's a way to make money and also get, you know, get the guys up to speed and in shape for when the playoffs do kick off.
Okay.
Make a couple
I think it's a little clunky.
Games,
I think jumping straight to the playoffs is a lot cleaner, but that's just my perspective.
Which is, well hockey's going to pretty much start right in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Yeah, play-ins, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's the five. That's, you know, for lack of a better term, that's the start of the postseason, where NBA would not. You're right. Here's the article from Woj, and we'll hear from him in a second. The league has been advancing on a plan that would include regular season, play-in, and playoff games for the 16 teams currently holding a playoff position and six more teams within six games of the eighth seed in each conference, sources say. Can you imagine if you're so do you actually have to get in within the postseason to qualify? They'll still take 16 teams?
Well, no, there's going to be a play-in. So I don't know how the play-in is going to work. Like how many teams will get a chance once the Fugazi regular season is over.
Right.
How many teams will have the opportunity? Like, I don't know how many teams are involved. Is it going to be, you know, seven through whatever that do the play-in to gotcha. See who the last two? I don't know.
So we don't have all the answers right now.
No,
we don't have all the answers, but here's one thing to look forward to. Could be a possibility is that if you're one of the higher seeds, in order to kind of give you a home court advantage, actually maybe fly your own court into Orlando.
Right.
Yeah, but I saw Jackie McMullen on Get Up this morning, and she said all of the things that they're thinking about instituting were probably not going to fly. Because, I mean, they talked about that. They talked about awarding the first possession of the second, third, and fourth quarters to the team that had the best record. They also talked about having extra coaches challenged and then giving one player on each team an extra foul so they would have seven fouls. She said none of that stuff is probably going to fly. None of that stuff is probably going to pass.
All right, so here's Woj from Get Up this morning. Proposed schedule moving forward.
October 12th, teams have been informed, would be the last possible day of the NBA season. A Game 7 of the NBA Finals would be pegged to that day. And, it essentially gives you the framework in the 22-team model that the league has been focused on and moving toward bringing to the owners on Thursday. So you would have a July 31 opening tip and potentially an October 12th end date of the season. And then you'd have your draft and free agency in sequential order after that.
Well, you're going to have to get right to it because July 31st, so you're starting in August for all intents and purposes. And then it's mm-hmm. going to end. The latest would be October the 12th. So you're going to have some semblance of a regular season, then play-ins, then
no
the postseason.
Yeah,
true.
But there's no travel.
But you still got to get a lot of games done.
Yeah, but you don't think that they've already, I mean, how long have they had to map this thing out? I mean, you're acting like this isn't something they've already have scheduled.
No, I'm sure they haven't mapped that. I'm just saying it's going to be a ton of basketball in 2 months, 2.5 months.
And you're going to love every second of it.
I'll love every second of it.
Except for all of a sudden you got a game seven on Monday night going up against Monday Night Football. What does Dave Rothenberg do?
Well, would they start at the same time? Was it the Chargers involved in that game that I see?
Chargers Saints.
Game 7.
Game 7 NBA Finals. Got to be close to the same time. Maybe the NBA game starts a little bit later. Maybe a 9 p.m. tip.
Yeah, maybe a 9:15 like they do, right? I know what I do. I can if I stand equidistant between the kitchen and the living room, I can see two televisions at once. So I would put one on the NBA. I put one on the football, and I would just watch them both at the same time.
Which one has the sound?
Football has the sound for Dave Staub. You know that.
I don't know that that's true. And the only reason if it was an equal kind of game, yes, football. But this is game 7 of the NBA Finals. I think the finals may get the sound sheerly on the magnitude of the game.
Yeah, but you're getting the importance of the game, too. Like, I mean, if the Monday Night Football game tips, I mean, kickoff is what, 8, Monday Night Football?
8:15, right?
Okay, so 8:15. So now all of a sudden, they say 9:15 probably doesn't, I mean, you're going to watch with sound the first quarter of that game, or are you going to watch the second half of the football game with the sound?
When the basketball game starts, I think it gets priority of the sound.
Really?
Yeah. Game 7 of the NBA Finals?
Let's not bury the lead, though. I mean, you're Dave Rothenberg. You have a palatial estate. I mean, I've seen where you grew up. Your mother's loaded. I mean, have we not?
And she gives
us money
hand over fist.
Why have we not created some kind of TV room with a couple TVs in there for you?
Great question.
Yeah, this is what you do for a living.
It's because for the most part, the only thing I need to watch, you know, multiple times is the NFL, where you have all the games and they have that channel where you put it in the little boxes and you can watch it like that, which is what
I
do.
Yeah, but baseball, I mean, you could have the Yankees Mets on at the same time.
Yeah, but baseball is a flippable sport. I'm very
I disagree. Of, I disagree.
Come on. Baseball's a very flippable sport.
Yeah, but you have the means. I mean, you, listen. Yeah,
well, I mean, who are you to tell me I have the means?
You're almost 50 years
old.
You're
in your pockets, Dave.
You
have eight crazy nights.
You really are.
You got eight crazy nights. You got, look, listen, you got Father's Day, you got anniversaries, you got eight crazy nights, you got birthdays. Yeah, I mean, find a way to say, hey, listen, Sherry, you know what I'd really love? And maybe if you just want to combine, you know, anniversary, Hanukkah, all of it, I'd like, you know, a couple TVs in this one room. Would you do it? And she said, Dave, absolutely. I would love to.
I don't think we have the wall space, though. Because in the living room, the TV we have is 60 inches.
Yeah, but you could put two smaller ones on top of the 60-incher.
No, I can't. There's no room on top.
What about on the side?
It's above the fireplace in there.
Yeah, but what if we hook up a TV that we can pull out for special occasions? You know what I'm saying?
Doesn't
have to always be there. Not roll it in, but like pull it out. Like have it set up in like a cabinet. And then like when you need to use it, you can pull it up and it's already hooked up to cable or whatever. That could be a nice solution.
Yeah, I'd be fine with that. But how many times do I need to watch two things at the same exact moment? And I always have the standing
every Sunday.
No, but not really.
What do you mean not really?
Not really.
Let me ask you a question.
Between the two rooms and watch two things at the same time.
Yeah, but who wants to do that?
It's not ideal. I'll agree with you. So what's your setup? You have it perfect, don't you?
Yeah, I said my wife said, "What would you like?" I said, "I don't want a movie room because I'll never use it. I would like this room set up kind of like a movie room."
So how many TVs do you have in this man cave of yours?
It's a living. I got three. I have a big one. Yeah, I have a big one, and then I got two TVs on top of it, and then the special gift that I had no idea I was getting. I got the ticker on top.
Oh, so you have like Nirvana.
Yeah, my setup is great. I mean, I would love more TVs.
Why would you ever leave the house?
I haven't.
Yeah,
I don't, except to go to the grocery store and get yelled at. That's it.
Chris, do you have the same Shangri-La of a TV setup?
No, but Dave, I feel like I need to be working on it, because when I went over to Rick's house for Thanksgiving the first time, which was what, 2016, I saw that and I was like, this is how it should be. Every man should have this privilege to be able to sit down, and it's in his living room, Dave. So it's just like it's right off the kitchen. So like he's in the heart of everything. Like he's got everybody around, but he's got the three TVs and he's got the ticker above it. It's just it's perfect.
Yeah, I don't miss anything. I gotta be honest, and this is not easy for me to tell you guys. I messed up when we built the house. I didn't think it through appropriately, and I was so excited by the size of the television we could get in each room that I went with that over quantity, and we only have one TV in all the rooms.
I'm just saying, Dave, it's pretty amazing how Rick has got it set up. I mean, that's a little slice of heaven. When he sits down to watch a game, I mean, he's got all the games on, you know, and especially in October when you got all the major sports going, he can have it all on and not miss anything. And then we come back into the studio the next day and we ask Rick, did he see something? And he looks at you with that look. And the reason why he looks at you with that look is because he's got that setup and he doesn't miss anything.
No, not, you can't with it. I mean, he's got a ticker, for God's sakes.
That's what
I'm
saying.
The ticker is nice. The ticker is nice. You want to know the best part? Nice. In my, you know, supposedly smart house, who's not very smart, it's a very average student, this house. But the best part of this, though, is the guy who set up the system, and this is all Cassie, I'm not going to take any credit for this. What he did was he gave me an app on the iPad where I can just press a button and the channels on the top two TVs, I can toggle them whenever I want. So, like, I could set up, you know, I'm going to watch this game, and then I just press a one button, it switches for me.
Really?
It's terrific.
Oh, unprecedented.
He must have did something right in his former life, Dave.
You're not kidding. you are not kidding.
All the bad things that happened to me during my hockey career, I'm getting the good karma.
Now you're living the good life. We'll hear more from Woj in a second, but I want to follow this up. Now, you were questioning me and really putting me in an uncomfortable position with your line of questioning. Where are you going with the audio? You going Game 7 NBA or you going Monday Night Garden Variety Monday Night Football game?
Dave, I don't think we'll have a Game 7 of the NBA Finals.
Ooh.
Just because I don't think it's going seven. Whoever comes out of the West, whether it's the Lakers or the Clippers, I don't think the Bucks are much of a match for them.
Wow.
I just don't see it.
All right, but
I think
in a hypothetical
NBA Finals,
world.
I think the de facto NBA Finals will be the Western Conference Finals.
Fair enough. But in a hypothetical world, where are you guys going with the sound for that Monday night?
I would probably go with the NBA game. I would probably go because you're talking about competing for a championship in that
it's
one game.
Seven. It's game seven.
That's what I'm saying.
And if it's the Lakers, then you're obligated.
There's a championship on the line. There's not going to be a championship on the line with Monday Night Football early October.
No.
So, yeah.
I'm going NFL. I'm going to time it properly. I'm going to start with NFL. And then,
well, that's different though. Start with NFL is fine because it's
I'm going to start with NFL, continue through NFL because I'm going to get the second half of the game. I'm going to watch. It's going to be. I mean, I would imagine Chargers. I mean, Chargers Saints competitive game.
Two good teams, yeah.
Two good teams. So I'll watch, and I enjoy the sound of football. I enjoy listening to them break down football games. So I'm going to enjoy the sound with that. And then by the time that game's over, I'll be in the most important part of Game 7, which is the second half. I don't need the volume for the first half.
Are you going to miss the Boogermobile? Monday Night Football?
The Boogermobile now is apparently a Peloton bike, and he sweat his.
He did well.
You know what? He did really well.
He did really, really well.
I would have liked to have seen a hockey player on that. I think a hockey player would have done really well on that.
I think a hockey player would have won. Well, maybe not, but yes. I think a hockey player would have come in second.
I would agree with that.
Second. Because those hockey.
You want to hear something crazy? We haven't really, spent much time talking about the Lance Armstrong 30 for 30. So when we have to always take a VO2 test. Which is to test your anaerobic conditioning. So if you did well, you'd be, I don't know, like 60, 61, 62. That was doing pretty good. Like, okay, you're in good shape. Lance Armstrong blew he blows like in the 90s on one of those VO2s.
Mm-hmm.
How crazy is that?
It's crazy. Well, you saw that the guy was at 15 years old, was forging his birth certificate to compete with the highest level of triathletes in the world. And
insane.
And right there at the finish line?
That's amazing.
I mean, he's there's no denying the kind of athlete he is.
No, so
here's an update from Woj. This is beautiful, right on time for our topic. Each of the 22 teams will play 8 regular season games in Orlando for seeding purposes for the playoffs. So now we have a little bit more clarity on where we are at the NBA postseason.
Okay, so what does that mean? Play-in then?
So do all 22 teams make the playoffs then?
No, I don't think so. I think that they're going to compete. Because if they're all going to make the playoffs, then why wouldn't you just have them go in right now?
That's what I said. Dave.
Because you want to have games so they can get themselves ready for the playoffs.
But do I need 8?
You're trying to make everyone happy.
The question though, Rick, why do you need to have games to get them ready for the playoffs if everybody's starting at the same point?
Because that's the biggest complaint. And this is even with the NHL, from the teams that have established themselves as the best teams in the league, and there is no home court or home field or home ice now because they're playing in Orlando, and then we'll see where the NHL ends up, is that they don't want to all of a sudden go into a series cold, having not played, because they feel like the chances of them possibly getting upset could be increased.
Okay.
Which very rarely happens in basketball anyway, but... I'll be interested. So, where's the playing involved then? If you're going to play 8 regular season games to qualify for the playoffs, where's
the
playing?
That's what I just said. I don't understand.
I don't have the answer. I'm just reading the latest from Woj. But I'm sure that
unless you're giving the top teams the opportunity to play the 8 games, and then you'll find a way to have whatever it is at the bottom have a play-in.
I guess maybe the 16. I don't know. Maybe 14 get in, and then you battle for the 8 spot somehow.
You battle for 15 and 16.
It's not even like you have an even amount of teams in every conference with this plan.
Yeah, but this is something Adam Silver wants. Remember, he's mentioned that he'd rather just have teams seeded 1 through 16, regardless of conference.
You know what? If you're ever going to do it, wouldn't this be the year to do it?
This would be perfect to do it, Dave.
This would be the year.
Yep.
And then you could get Lakers Clippers in the NBA Finals.
That would be the dream.
I mean, what happens to the $5,000 in that case? I mean, I changed my mind. If that happens and we got the Canty Bart Scott bet for $5,000 and it's Lakers Clippers in game 7, I'm probably going to go with Lakers Clippers on the volume.
And then they should increase the bet, I think, too.
So what should it be then, Dave, if you want to throw out the stakes for it?
Let's double it. In the finals, let's double
it. Ooh. If we were to end up with a Lakers Clippers NBA Finals, I wouldn't be opposed to that.
There you go.
Yes. Yes.
I'm not opposed to that.
Yes.
See, I can't gamble anymore, but I can push other people to gamble.
Yeah. $10,000 to the charity of choice for the winner. Yeah,
there you go.
I'm with that.
And the bigger-ish for me, of course. Right. No? I said that out loud. All right. CMT, we're ready to go. Are we NFL CMT or are we NBA? Where are we with CMT?
No, we're going to go We're going to go NBA edition, just in honor of the current news.
Yes. I got to be honest. I feel like I'm ready to, when you did the baseball last week, it was very enticing. I'm ready to dip around.
You want to dive in?
I like the other stuff.
All right.
Apparently there's another Woj tweet, Santiago's telling me, but I'm not. Oh, all right.
Woj Bob.
Hang on.
Bob.
All right, here we go. No. Well, Shams has it too. I don't see Santiago, do you want to read it? Because I don't see it.
Oh, okay, sure. Woj tweeted not even a minute ago, the NBA's Board of Governors has a 12:30 p.m. call on Thursday with the intention of approving the league's plan for a 22-team return to play in Orlando, sources tell ESPN.
That wasn't a great tweet.
No, not a great tweet at all.
No, that's not a great tweet.
Now, this is a better tweet from Shams. I can't say his last name. I won't even try. Play-in tournament in NBA's 22-team format would only be for the 8th seed, per sources. If the 9th seed is 4 or more games back, 8th seed earns the spot. If 9th seed is 4 or fewer games behind, play-in, single elimination for 9th seed, double elimination for the 8th seed. So that becomes interesting.
That becomes interesting.
You know what the nice, and we've mentioned this so many times, the nice thing is you can almost do whatever you want, and people, for the most part, are going to wrap their arms around it and just want the sport back.
Yeah, I mean, this is the time. I mean, if you're going to make any tweaks to your game or test new ideas, this is the time
to
do it.
Yep,
tweak away.
The only thing that I think sports fans wouldn't be on board with baseball coming back with a 50-game schedule, though.
No.
Yeah,
but you wouldn't. But when it came back, you'd still would be all wrapped up in it.
I mean, I'm not saying I wouldn't watch it, Dave. I just think it's ridiculous if you're talking about a 50-game regular season. Baseball is not a sport that should be formatted for such a small sample size.
And I couldn't agree with you more. But let me pose this to you. Yankees get in, because you figured that they would, if you're going to expand the postseason amount of teams. And they're going up against the Astros best of 7 ALCS. You're not all in on that?
No, Dave, I'm not saying that I'm not going to watch it. You're missing my point. I'm not saying I wouldn't watch it. I just think that you're much more likely to get that outlier team that ends up being in the playoffs and that ends up, you know, going on a run because you don't have the elongated regular season. Because teams have hot and cold streaks in baseball, I mean, you could be talking about the difference in a quality team from a talent standpoint not getting in and a team that wouldn't necessarily be worthy in a full regular season sneaking in on a truncated regular season. That's my only point.
Yeah, and
could you
right.
imagine, Dave? Could you imagine the panic of one Chris Kenny?
Oh, if they started.
Don't
going
do it. Don't say it,
oh,
man.
My
don't
God.
Say it. Don't say it. Because I was trying to get to it in a roundabout way, but I didn't want to speak it. So please don't say it. Don't
he
say
was
it.
Breaking glass in 162, and they were 9-9.
They were 9-9. With 106, could you imagine if they started out 1-7?
No, he'd be a wreck.
He'd lose his mind.
But if they started out 1-7, how would you claw your way back in it? It'd be
I don't
over.
Know that you can.
That's what I'm saying.
<I don't know.
laughs> a week and a half of baseball and it's over for you.
Yeah, I don't
it'd
know.
Be exciting though. It would be
I don't
exciting.
Know, but the Mets would be in good shape because they always start out well. 11-1, they clinch a playoff spot. They clinch a playoff spot early
Let's
on.
Let's just get back. Just get sports back, please.
Just get ours back. Have you turned your man cave into your home office? Well, here's your chance to upgrade your work-at-home experience with an Amazon Echo. We'll give you 3 chances a day through Thursday, which is tomorrow, to win a smart speaker for your home office. To enter, it's so easy. Email us a photo of your work-from-home setup at 98.7 FM at ESPN.com with the subject line Echo, E-C-H-O. Include your name and phone number. Again, that's 98.7 FM. At ESPN.com, then just tell your smart speaker, play 98.7 ESPN. I mean, could we make it any easier, Rick? It's so easy.
Oh, it's impossible. I mean, it couldn't get any easier than that.
No. Very, very easy.
I mean, maybe you should think about doing something with your man cave. Or get a man cave.
Well, I don't really have a man cave.
Upgrade the basement. I mean, you're in the basement right now, aren't you? Upgrade that thing.
Yeah. But I'm in kind of my home studio. I don't want to have to come down here to watch games.
Yeah, see, that's a great point. That was my conundrum, too. She's like, well, we can build it in the basement. I'm like, I don't want to go down the basement to watch TV.
Right.
No interest.
Right. And then I like to watch with the kids and Sherry too. So they're not gonna, we're not gonna, as a family, just go down to the basement.
And a remodel of the living room is out of the question, correct?
It seems that way now, yes.
Okay.
I'm not saying that's a forever definitive no, but right now I don't know. I can't envisioning remodeling the living room. Okay. I messed up. I totally messed up. Because we built the house. I hired a guy to pre-wire it. We set up exactly where the TV was going to go. I messed up. I don't know what else to say. I feel awful about it. I could have had three TVs. I could have had a ticker. I could be living your life.
That's why it's important to get other perspectives, Dave. Maybe you could have avoided this little issue that you're facing. Just saying.
Yeah. It's a valid point. I really messed up. But we have a 55-inch TV in the kitchen.
Yeah, that seems like, I mean, that seems, that's
nice.
You
need more inches, Dave.
I don't know. 55 works pretty good.
You need more inches, man. Just saying, a nice 80-inch TV. Really brings it home for you, Dave. I'm just saying.
I'm sure it does. All right. All this TV talk, it's unbelievable. Let's go. Let's hear some sound and start out the segment the right way. This is probably
just waiting on the sound.
Yeah,
just waiting on the sound.
Anytime.
Just waiting on the sound.
Sound would be ready.
Santiago, just some sound for CNT would be nice.
Really, any sound of this. Will you just play Woj? We'll talk under that. Anything you have, Santi. There we go.
There it is.
Right. Here we go. NBA edition. CMT. Nice and tidy, boys. Let's keep this nice and tidy.
All right.
Because I don't want to get a text message yelling at me. So here we go. I'm going to start you off with this one. Now, this is going to seem crazy, but it was the only way I could figure out how to get a Nick into the game.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you Rudy Gobert.
Uh-huh.
Jokic and Mitchell Robinson.
What are you giving me? Like, I have to choose those three just players?
Have you not played the game before?
Well, yeah, but it was a question. So I'm choosing between those two.
There's no question in the game. The game is, I'm going to give you three players. You got to pick one to marry,
all right, well,
pick
this
one
is,
to
this
cuddle,
is, this
and pick
is, I
one
mean,
to kill.
To marry, Chris, is just, it's simple.
It's Jokic.
Yeah, I mean, Jokic is clearly the marrying one. Santi?
If it was socially acceptable, I would marry them.
Beautiful. Chris, I think we're going to be in agreement here.
Probably not. Probably
you don't
not.
Really?
Probably not going to be in agreement.
So why don't you go ahead then?
Okay, I'm going to cuddle Mitchell Robinson just because I think Rudy Gobert is a bad guy. I'm trashing Rudy Gobert based on what he did back on March 12th. Trashing him. I got no use for him.
Wow.
Donovan Mitchell may be over it, but I'm not. Trashing Rudy Gobert, cuddling Mitchell Robinson,
Let me ask you a serious
marrying
question
Jokic.
Let me ask you a serious question. If Gobert did not have the incident with the reporters and in the locker room, would you feel the same way or would you be cuddling Gobert?
No, I probably wouldn't feel the same way. I mean, the conversations around Mitchell Robinson is that he can eventually develop into somebody like Rudy Gobert, somebody that's capable of winning Defensive Player of the Year. So, I mean, I mean, Rudy Gobert is an all-star. I'm not going to sit here and say that I'm going to trash an all-star to cuddle up to Mitchell Robinson. So if we didn't have what happened in March a part of the equation, then I would probably cuddle Rudy Gobert. That said, we can't undo what happened in the past. It happened. So I'm going to cuddle Mitchell Robinson.
All right. I'm still going to marry Jokic. We both will. And I'm going to cuddle Gobert.
Bombs and hellacious teeth.
I understand what he did was wrong. He donated a large sum of money following that. And he's a better player than Mitchell Robinson. We've shown that I'm about putting the best possible team, person, player selection out there. I'll marry Jokic. I'll cuddle Gobert. And I will trash Mitchell Robinson.
Look at this garbage. Look at this garbage.
All right, here we go. Here's the next one. I'm gonna save. I mean, what should be? It's gonna be easy for Canty because I already know who he loves. But we'll save that one just because it's the biggest names. I'm gonna give you. Ready for this one? I'm gonna give you Jason Tatum, Anthony Davis, and Pascal Siakam.
Wow. All right, Chris, you wanna go? You want me to go?
I mean, I can go. It's up to you, Dave.
Go ahead. Start out.
All right. So I am going to, and I know this is going to surprise Rico, I'm going to marry Jason Tatum.
If it was socially acceptable, I would marry.
I like that.
And I know you're saying, like, well, why are you going to do that? Anthony Davis is a top seven player in the world. Well, yeah, AD is a top seven player in the world, probably the best big man in basketball. But when it's crunch time, you could run into a little bit of a problem in terms of having a closer if you only had AD as your focal point. So I'm going to go with the guy that I believe will evolve into a top five player in the league at some point throughout his career, and that would be one Jason Tatum. Of course, I'm going to cuddle up to Anthony Davis for all the other reasons I just outlined. He's the best big man in basketball. So I'm going to cuddle up to him, and
bombs
I'm going to trash Pascal Siakam. As much respect as I have for him in turning himself into an all-star caliber player, I just think that those other two guys, in terms of upside and in terms of productivity, are on another level.
All right, I'm going to start at the bottom and move my way up here, and I'm going to agree with Chris. I'm going to trash, and it's difficult to do because he's a terrific player and he's really, you know, improved, but Pascal Siakam is the one that I will move on from.
Firmly. Look at this garbage! Look at this
Siakam
garbage.
Was a beast in those finals, though, Dave.
A beast.
Was a beast in the finals.
A beast. A beast. A great player. Listen, it's not like any of the three that you gave me are not sensational players, but I have to trash one, and that's the one I choose to trash. And I'm going to disagree with you, Chris. I'm going to cuddle Jason Tatum. Great player, yes. Younger player, yes. But not the same kind of player as Anthony Davis.
Bombs okay. And hellacious seeds.
And then I will fully and warmly embrace and marry the great Anthony Davis.
If it was socially acceptable, I would marry them.
And there you have it.
I like that. All right, how about this one? Kristaps Porzingis, Montrezl Harrell, and Bam Adebayo.
Montrezl Harrell. And Adebayo. He's a very good player, Adebayo. All right, I'm going to start this one. I'm going to start out by trashing to get that out of the way. I'm going to trash Montrezl Harrell.
Wow.
Look at this guard.
Three very nice players, but to me I'm going to trash him. This is not easy, and I still have some feelings about KP, but I'm gonna cuddle Adebayo. I think the upside of him
bombs
is
bombs and hellacious seeds.
Tremendous, and the organization he plays in will do the best to get the most out of him. And I know health is a concern, and it should be, but the upside is there, and he's a terrific player. And to go along with Luka Doncic, I'll marry. I wish I married him here in New York, but I will still marry Kristaps Porzingis.
If it was socially acceptable, I would marry them.
Okay, I've got the exact same order as Dave. I'm marrying KP. I just think, you know, he does have that potential. And then, of course, having him with Luka Doncic, I just feel like that's going to come out even more so down in Dallas. So I'm going to marry him. I am going to cuddle Bam Adebayo. He's an all-star. He doesn't just do it at one end of the court. He's a two-way player. He's gritty. He's tough. And I think that, you know, when you look at his productivity, you can understand why he's a guy that would be, you know, a starting caliber player. Montrezl Harrell, he's a nice player, but he's a rotational player, a role player of sorts. So I would trash him. Although I do appreciate what he brings to the table.
Look at this garbage!
All right, here we go. Final one for today's CMT. Mm-hmm. I want to keep this thing tight. I'm going to give you LeBron, Kawhi, and Julius Randle. No, I'm kidding. No, I'm kidding. LeBron, Kawhi, or Giannis, the Greek freak, Antetokounmpo.
Now, and it's all in play, right?
Everything is in play.
Oh
mode goodness. Management, age, all of it.
Yeah, it's all in play.
Come on, man. You know what this is. You know what this is, Dave.
This is ageist is what he's doing. you're a rabid ageist here. That's what he's doing. Chris, why don't you go ahead? I need a moment to wrap my head around this one.
Well, I mean, listen, we generally look at the NBA in 3-year cycles, and I'm just sitting here looking at it as it stands today, and there's no reason to think that 3 years from now LeBron James won't still be competing for championships. So how could you not marry him?
If it was socially acceptable, I would marry them.
I'm marrying LeBron James, and then I am going to cuddle, and this is probably going to surprise some people, I'm going to cuddle the guy in this group that doesn't have a championship yet. I'm cuddling Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Bombs and
I just think with the potential
Kawhi.
That's there and the upside, I just think that at some point he's going to break through. He's going to figure it out. You know, he'll eventually end up winning a championship, although I don't think it'll happen this year. And then I'm going to trash Kawhi Leonard.
Look at this garbage!
Wow. All right. We're going to disagree here. And I want this understood for the record before people come after me. Is that age is a huge factor. And Chris, you're right. 3 years from now, LeBron James probably will still be a player that is competing for championships. But 10 years from now, he won't. And Giannis probably will. So as difficult as this is now, if the question was posed this postseason, I'm marrying LeBron. But I'm going to do this the sacrilege here. I'm going to trash LeBron James.
Oh my goodness.
Wow.
Oh my goodness.
And I understand that people all over are going to be, you know, freaking out about this and getting very upset about this. I get it, but this is what I have to do. He's what, 36 years old? Does he have more than three, maybe four? I mean, what are the odds of this guy's playing at this level at 40? So this for me is strictly age. I will trash LeBron.
Mm.
I will cut, and I understand your reservations, Chris. I don't blame you. I will cuddle Kawhi.
Bombs and hellacious seeds.
And I will marry, solely on age, Giannis.
If it was socially acceptable, I wouldn't marry them.
And there you have it.
Wow.
Wow.
I mean, that was spicy.
The level of disrespect, though. Oh,
but it's not meant to be disrespectful.
I'm just saying.
Rick, when you created this monstrosity of a question, you know that you did it with the thought of, listen, age is a factor. I'm going to put them in a tough spot.
Exactly right.
So you don't think I'm crazy with my choices.
No, I don't think you're a little bit. Yeah, I can't. I mean, in no world.
So where
world,
would you have gone there?
In no world am I trashing LeBron James.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was going to say.
No world.
So you wouldn't? Would you have married Giannis?
Would I have married? No, I probably would have married LeBron still, yeah.
So you still would marry LeBron?
I think I would marry LeBron, cuddle Kawhi, and I would trash Giannis.
How
spicy.
Can you do this?
I think that's spicy. That's spicy to me.
He's 25.
Well, I don't care how old he is.
He's a top three player in the NBA, and he's 25.
That's spicy.
Yeah, it's spicy, but the teams have found a way to take him out of a game, to shut him down.
Yes,
I don't think you can take Kawhi or LeBron out of a game. I don't care. I'm in the moment. I don't care if LeBron's going to be bald soon. I like his whatever.
So if you were the Knicks and you could have right now LeBron or Giannis for just forever, you would take LeBron and assume that his 3 to 5 years would be better than the 12 to 15.
No, my New York Knicks aren't ready to win yet. I'm talking about now for the next couple of years. Like, gives me the best chance to win a championship. LeBron's the best point guard in the NBA.
But that your question wasn't who gives you the best chance to win a championship now. I agree with that. Your question was over the duration. It was everything. It was all baked into one.
Yeah, I mean, and on top of it, now I'm married to, I mean, maybe the second greatest player of all time.
Maybe.
So that's on my resume. And on top of it, LeBron, all of a sudden I got Space Jam 2. I got Clutch Sports. I mean,
and you're going to have a GoFundMe decision for Giannis. Yeah, things are really going to be awful for him.
No, but I mean, I got all those other interests, all those other things, you know, baked in. We'll have such a good relationship in this marriage. He won't make me sign a prenup. So I mean, I'm rolling.
He might make you sign a prenup.
Dave,
I mean, I'm marrying Giannis. I'm gonna have a guide to the Greek Isles. I'm gonna be able to walk through Greece and have someone tell me, oh, this is the Parthenon. Look at this. I mean, it's beautiful.
Yeah, but chances of Giannis, I mean, the second you walk onto a beach in Greece with your swim shirt, you're done. He'll divorce you.
I thought Dave got rid of the swim shirt. I thought
it's
not a thing anymore.
It's possible.
He'll always wear the swim shirt.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, he went on the diet, Rico. He lost all
that weight. But that doesn't solve the skin issue and the skin tag issue.
There's no skin tags.
He does.
Looks like he's got Rice Krispies just floating all
Stop
over.
Stop it. You're obnoxious.
Wow.
You really are. Obnoxious. Bad guy.
Moles and just skin.
Yeah, moles. Just people. Extra people. I take my shirt off. I have like little leprechauns that pop off my skin.
Lower back tattoo is weird.
You oh, yes.
Give the skin tag a shape up.
Bad guy.
Oh,
you really are,
oh, man.
And this proved my point. You know, I defend you.
I thought that was a fair question. It was a good question that caused some. I mean, that caused
that was a good question.
That we're looking for disagreement.
We had three different answers. That was a good question.
The fact that you're trashing Giannis is unbelievable, though.
Well, what are you talking about? I mean, Kawhi. I mean, you can make the argument. Kawhi is. I mean, what he did in the playoffs, getting Toronto to a championship. I know I don't like the load management stuff, but I mean, has the ball in his hands, can distribute.
I cuddled him. I didn't trash him.
Mid-range, mid-range is ridiculous.
Rico, you trashing Giannis is spicier than Dave trashing LeBron.
Oh. Probably. Yeah, just with age and everything, yeah, probably.
Age. Right. Yeah. That was my entire answer was via age. That's it.
Yeah, but you called me an ageist, so now I'm on the defensive.
Well,
now I gotta go opposite.
It does seem like you're an ageist when you trash the second greatest basketball player of all time.
That's Dave. Dave's the ageist.
Yeah, maybe I am.
Mean to old people.
I'm Belichickian. I'm diabolical. I do what it takes to win. He's the Richard Seymour of this equation right here.
You're like Shooter McGavin. You don't like old people or dogs. You're a bad guy.
I love both old people and dogs. And old dogs, my favorite. Elderly dogs.
Just the kids want a dog so bad. I'm just fighting it so hard. So hard.
Don't do it, Rico. Don't do it.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely do it.
Every 2 seconds.
Get a dog.
Every 2 seconds.
Because you know it's going to be on you, right? You're going to end up having to take care of the dog.
Oh, of course it is. 100%
it's going to be me. That's a big question. Fenced in yard?
Yeah, I have a fenced in yard.
You get the dog.
Well, who's going to go pick up the poop? Me.
There's a company that you can hire. That comes.
This is where we didn't know. I can listen. You want to come cut the bushes and then cut the sprinkler? You can do that. You can mulch. I would pick up my own dog's poop.
All right, so you can do that. You can walk outside with the dog, or just watch him, and then when he poops, go outside, run out there, and clean it up.
Or I could potty train him. Did you see? By the way, speaking of potty training, I didn't bring this up at the time because I forgot because my mind is all over the place. Did you see the video of the dog that's potty trained?
No.
That goes to the toilet.
On a toilet?
He goes to the toilet, pees into the toilet, and then flushes the toilet himself.
Wait, does he sit on the toilet?
No.
Or he lifts the seat and stands in front of the toilet?
Lifts the seat, puts his leg up right, shoots directly into the toilet, and then he flushes it.
Amazing. I can't get my 9-year-old to lift the seat. You got a dog that lifts the seat?
Yes. Could you imagine that? How great would that be?
No, that is unbelievable. Rick, this is for you, because I know you're out and about in these wild grocery stores, doubling and tripling up on the items that you get. There's everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, your nose, your mouth. Stay home when you're sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and 98.7 ESPN New York. So guys, I mean, now we actually have a day. This is the first sport to have a day of return, and that's the NBA. And it's got to pass tomorrow, but July 31st. So instead of NBA might return, NHL is going to return. We don't know when. NFL hopes to start on time. Baseball, God knows what's going to happen. This is the first one, Rick, that we got with an actual return date, and that's July 31st.
Which is nice. I mean, which is exactly what we need. I mean, the NHL came out first and kind of announced their plans. Still don't know exactly where or when it's going to happen. But, I mean, to have this all of a sudden now, something to give us, you know, to look forward to is great. But, yeah, I mean, it's the NBA. You figured. I mean, they're usually the most progressive. They find a way to get this thing
done.
He's
a good commissioner. He's really on top of it.
Oh, he's smart.
Yeah, is he the best one out of the four professional team sports?
I think so. I think so.
Yeah, I mean,
Goodell almost and maybe I'm wrong. I almost feel like anybody could be good in the NFL. No, I mean it's.
I hear where you're coming from, Dave. But in terms of negotiating the media rights deals and all of those things, I mean that's why the NFL gave Roger Goodell that raise.
You're right with that.
A couple of years ago.
But as far as how he handles anything out in front, he's certainly not great at it.
Oh no! When it comes to PR issues, he's been awful at it. In terms of being a good face for the NFL's decisions, he hasn't been very good at that.
Terrible.
Yeah.
But I think
plus it feels like he's got this adversarial relationship with DeMaurice Smith, and I don't think that does anybody any good when you have the league office and the Players Association not being more cooperative.
Yeah, I mean, it's the one league where you feel like the commissioner actually has like a legitimate relationship with his players.
Yes.
Like
it is. Yes.
Exactly. You know, so I feel like Adam Silver and Michelle Roberts and the NBPA have a good relationship.
And it feels like the best partnership.
Yeah, exactly. With the NFLPA and the NFL league office, that's non-existent. I mean, we didn't know how fortunate we were when we had Paul Tagliabue and Gene Upshaw. It was a different type of relationship. And I will say this from a player's standpoint, we didn't know how good we had it. Because Gene could work with Paul and they could get things done.
Gene Upshaw was good.
And it didn't come to this ugly fight in the court of public opinion.
You're right. Gene Upshaw was really terrific. And I think we took it for granted because we didn't know better. And now, you know, things are are not at that same level.
DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg, weekdays at 10 on 98.7 ESPN.